I got it on right.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Love you, preacher.
Love you, brother.
All right, you can be seated. Good to be in church today. Take your Bible today. Turn anywhere you want to. It's all good.
Amen.
It really, really is. I appreciate the Word of God. Genesis chapter 5, I want to read several verses out of this morning. And also, I'm going to read out of the book Hebrews also. Genesis chapter 5, while you're turning, I do want to say it's a real joy to be here and be in the service today. What an honor it is to be at Island Ford Baptist Church. And I've heard a lot of good things about this church down through the years. And we have a lot of mutual friends as preached behind this pulpit. Amen. And some good men of God. I don't know what I'm doing here, but anyhow, some good men of God is preached here. And you have a good man of God. Help me now.
Amen.
Absolutely. And I feel about this big preaching behind your pastor. And you know, most churches, can I say this before I preach this morning? Most churches does not realize the caliber of the men of God they have till he's gone. That's so sad, but it's true. And I appreciate your preacher and his wife, their family. And what a joy it is to be here and share the Word of God with you today. Hope we can be a blessing today. I mean that with all my heart. I preached for your pastor the last time, May the 5th, 1991. That's the last time I preached for him. Now, if he waits that long again, I'll be 110 next time. Amen. And I love you, preacher. I sure do. That's been a long time ago. You remember what happened that week? Hurricane came through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. I don't remember who it was, Floyd or Joe or Bob or somebody. I don't remember the name of it, but it was bad. It sure was. But I love you, preacher, and his wife and his family. And it's so good to be here and be with you in service today. And what goes with time? Man, I used to have birthdays every year. Now I have them every 90 days.
Yeah.
Huh? By the way, the older you get, the richer you get. You say, it's not working that way with me. Well, silver in your hair, gold in your teeth, sugar in your blood, and precious stones in your kidneys. Amen. And amen. But anyhow, good to be here, good to be in the service today, and good to see you in the house of God. Now, if you miss Sunday school today, you miss a blessing. And I don't know where that guy, I guess he left, he's not here, I don't see him. But anyhow, he done a good job teaching Sunday school this morning. My wife and I are in a different church every week. Every Sunday, every week, I'm in a different church. And that's about 50, some church, 50 some weeks a year, I'm gone from my home church. And Sunday school across this country is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you, I was in a church just a few weeks ago. I have never seen nothing like this. The guy got up, and you're talking about a bunch of rednecks. Do y'all know what rednecks are in Kentucky? And I'm talking about, these weren't rednecks, they bona fide rednecks. And I've never been to this church, I've never preached this preacher. And we got there that morning, sat down, and so this guy gets up going to teach Sunday school. I'm telling you, Homer make him, he's a redneck. And he got up, and he didn't have a clue what he was reading. He didn't have one idea about the verses he'd read. And I sat there, and I listened to him. And he did something unusual. He'd read one verse out of the Bible, and then he'd look over and say, "Hey, Bob, what are you reading that?" He didn't know what it meant. And so he'd look over at this guy and say, "What's that mean?" The guy said, "I don't know what it means." And he'd look at another one and say, "What did that?" And didn't nobody know. Then he read another verse. He did that for 40 minutes. And for 40 minutes, not one verse had anything to do with the other verse. And trying to get everybody to help him out.
Yeah.
At the end, almost at the end of the Sunday school, my wife and I are sitting there. And this couple, older couple, sitting in front of us. And he read a verse. And he said, "Hey, Mary," as the lady right in front of us, "what's that mean?" Here's what he said. He looked at her and said, "Hey, Mary," said, "look like you want to say something." She said, "I do. I got a cramp in my leg." Amen. But anyhow, Sunday school is interested across this country. It sure is. And I appreciate the good Sunday school time. John 15, my favorite gospel this morning. And I enjoyed that today. Don't miss service tonight. What time's church tonight?
6:30.
Now, I don't know who's visitors, who's not visitors. I don't have a clue. First time I've ever been in this church in my life. So I don't know who's visitors and who's not, but I'll say this. If you're visiting today, you need to come back and hear this preacher. Help me, church. You need to come back here this passion. I'll be gone after this afternoon or after tonight. And you need to come back here this good man of God. I'm a little bit envious of him. I'm a little bit jealous of him. Did y'all see what he did this morning? He sang. He led the choir. I can't carry a tune in a 55-gallon barrel. And he can sing and preach both, and I can't do either one. But I want to say to you this morning, I want to encourage you, come back and hear this good man of God. And again, I don't know, maybe everybody's here, been here 100 times. I don't know. But if you are a visitor, don't miss out. Hey, come back and hear this good man of God. But also, don't miss service tonight. What time is church tonight? 6:30. You'll say, I'm not going to come. I'll tell you what, if you miss church tonight, we may just cut a big, fat, juicy watermelon. You know what kind I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
So don't miss service tonight, okay? Genesis chapter number 5, let's stand together. Thank you for the good place to stay, preacher. Again, thank you for allowing my wife and I to come and be with you in service today. I love you, preacher. I love his family. His dad is a good friend of mine. I've known him and his dad a long, long time. And thing about Brother Pharoah Shepherd this morning is simply this. He's never changed. I knew him when he was a young man. You know, his favorite verse is Psalm 37. His verse is, one time I was young, now I'm old. But anyhow, I knew him when he was young. Now, he married a younger lady. But anyhow, I knew him when he was a young man. I knew him when he started preaching. And I'll tell you this, from that day to this present time, he's never changed. Isn't that good? Still preaching the same book. Still believe the same gospel. Still living with the same woman. Say amen. And amen. I love him. I sure do. Genesis chapter 5. I'm also going to read out Hebrews chapter number 11. I'm mainly going to stay in Hebrews 11. But look at this verse. The Bible said in chapter 5 of the book of Genesis. And Enoch in verse 21 lived 6 and 5 years. And begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years. And begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 306 and 5 years. And Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took him. I like that verse. He was not, for God took him. Hebrews chapter number 11. You be turning. I'm going to go ahead and read it. Hebrews 11 verse number 5. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And was not found. Because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, I want to be a blessing today. And I realize today I will not be a blessing if you don't help me today. And I pray the Spirit of God will take the Word of God and work in our hearts today. Lord, I pray you'll touch us physically this morning. I pray you'll touch us mentally today. Most of all, touch us with the breath of God and the power of God. And may all the will of God be done in the service today. Have a number this large. There's no doubt in my mind there's probably somebody and probably more than one in this service that's lost without Christ. I pray this to be the good day of their life. They'll get saved by the good grace of God. Change our life. Change our destination today. Do that that's needed. And we'll thank in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for sitting. You can be seated this morning. Now, PA lady, if I get too loud, don't turn me off. Just turn me down. So anyhow, I've had the blessing of being turned off in more ways than one. But I'll talk to you about these verses today. And I love the story of Enoch this morning. We don't have but just a few verses in our Bible that talks about Enoch today. Enoch was a father. And I'll say along with the pastor today, happy Father's Day to all of our fathers today. Thank God for godly fathers today. 970 times in our King James Bible, it talks about father. 514 times, it talks about fathers with an S on it. That's 1,484 times in our Bible, it talks about fathers in the Word of God today. Here in our text today, we read about a father here today. There's not many verses about him today. Not much said about him in the Word of God today, but I'll say what a father he was today. If you're in Hebrews chapter number 11, look at verse 5. The Bible said, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. and was not found because God had translated him. But for his translation and his testimony, how that he pleased God. I want to talk to you a few minutes this morning, this fall today. A father with a testimony. A father with a testimony today. And when you study Enoch today, Enoch certainly had a testimony here out of our text today. And may I say this to you this morning? It takes a lifetime to build a testimony, but it only takes 5 minutes to lose it. Y'all hear what I just said? I said it takes a lifetime how to build a testimony, but only 5 minutes to lose it. How sad that is today, but how true that is today. And I'll show you Enoch had a testimony this morning, simply because Enoch walked with God. Thank God he walked with God. And may I say this to you today? Here in Hebrews chapter 11 today, he's mentioned here and the heroes of faith today. Simply because he walked with God. You say, preacher, how in the world can a man have a testimony in this day we're living in? And by the way, we're living in a wicked day. And I'll say more about it in a minute. Hey, we're living in a terrible day, a wicked day. But may I say this to you today? I'm glad in this wicked day that we live in. Thank God you have a testimony. How this morning, and may I say, he had a testimony, and because he pleased God, how was because he walked with God. I said the reason he could please God, how was because he walked with God. How true that is today. Our goal in our life ought to be that we got a testimony. Thank God that pleases him today. He walked by faith. He trusted God by faith. How he walked by faith. How what a wonderful testimony how Enoch has today. When you come to Genesis 5, what I read today, how that may be one of the saddest chapters in all the Word of God. It says, and he lived. Anybody know the rest of it? And he died. 9 times in that chapter, he lived and he died. Except 2 men on planet Earth, even the Son of God himself had to die. Except 2 men on planet Earth here had to die. One of them is Enoch and the other one is Elijah. Yes, sir. And am I saying this to you today? Everybody else had to die. He lived and he died. But the Bible talks about here about Enoch, how he was translated or he was raptured. And I like that this morning. Thank God he walked with God and was raptured out of this world. And the Bible said there in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 5, again, look at the verse. He said, by faith Enoch was translated, and he should not see death. And was not, what's that next word? Found. You know what that indicates to me? That indicates to me they was looking for him. One day somebody come down Enoch's house and knocked on Enoch's door. And Mrs. Enoch come to the door. And the guy said, is Brother Enoch here? She said, no, he's not here. Him and God went out walking this morning, but he'd be back after a while. He does it every day. He'd be back after a while. 2 hours later, knocks on the door again. And that guy said, is Brother Enoch come back? And she said, you know, that's unusual. He's never been gone this long. Come back after a while. I know he'll be back. 2 hours, a few hours again. Knocks on the door. And Enoch wasn't there. And he said, was Enoch here? And of course she said, no. And the guy said, well, wonder where he's at. And I said, was he doing anything unusual this morning when he left? He said, she said, Mrs. Enoch said, oh yes, he was. Matter of fact, he was singing a song that goes like this. This world's not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue, thank God. Are you hearing me this morning? Enoch had a testimony how that he pleased God because Enoch walked with God. Oh, I'll say to you today, the greatest thing you give your children today, Daddy, is a Christian testimony for the glory of God today. And by the way, when you look at Enoch today, what a picture of the rapture. Hello, Tokyo. I said, what a picture of the rapture day. He was not. You know what's going to happen to the majority of Island Ford Baptist Church one day? We're going to be a bunch of was nots. You're telling astronauts, we're going to be was nots. Hey, we're getting ready to get translated. We're getting ready to get out here. I'm about to shout. Are y'all hearing me? I'm telling you, we're getting ready to get out here, friend. Hey, the trump of God's getting ready to sound. And you and I are saved by the grace of God. Hey, we're going to leave, thank God. That's going to be a good day. Are you hearing me? He is a picture of the rapture. And the reason he's a picture of the rapture, and by the way, Lot, as much as we don't want to talk about it, Lot is a picture of the rapture. Because they both were taken out before the judgment of him of God ever fell on the earth. You and I are saved by the grace of God. Thank God. Hey, we're going to get out of here one day. It's going to be a good day one day after a while. I'll give this and I'll preach this morning. I see three things in my introduction about Enoch. First of all, I want you to notice this today. Enoch was a parent. Enoch was a daddy. Bible said here, when he's 65 years old, they begot Methuselah. And by the way, Enoch didn't bury his son. Enoch died at 365 years old. But Methuselah lived, anybody know how long? 969 years. Can you imagine living that long? 969 years. But he was a parent. Second thing I know about Enoch today, by way of introduction, he wasn't only a parent, he was a preacher. Just how do you know? Well, listen to this verse. Jude verse 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. He was a preacher. And by the way, he was a premillennial preacher. Yes, he was. He believed in the millennial. He's a premillennial preacher. Something else I know about Enoch. He wasn't only, we know that he's a parent. We know that he's a preacher. How about there's something else about it? We know that he pleased God. Oh, he walked with God and he pleased God. And may I say this to you today? That ought to be our desire today. Hello, I said that ought to be our desire. Thank God. And we please the Lord today. You know, I want to please my wife. I want to please my family. I want to be pleasing to people. I want to be pleasant to people. Not ugly, but pleasant. But I tell you what my life's goal is this morning. You say, what's your life's goal, preacher? Have a new Cadillac? Why would you want a Cadillac when you drive a Toyota? What's your life's goal, preacher? How would it be to have a new deer rifle? Why would I want a new deer rifle? You probably can't get the deers in this choir that I'll kill with the old rifle I got. You say, preacher, I know what your life's going. It's have a brand new set of golf clubs. I quit playing. They don't know where I play. Are you here? What's your life's goal this morning? Are you hearing me? Oh, my life's goal is this right here. Well done. Hello. Well done. Thou good and faithful sir. That's my life's goal. If I live my life and live for God all these years, one day at the Bema Seat of Christ, hear him say, well done.
Amen.
What a life's goal. Are y'all hearing me this morning? It doesn't matter if the world's not happy with me, and they're not going to be. If you live for God, it doesn't matter if others are not happy, but if I hear him say, thank God, one day after a while, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want to say to you this one, that should be our life's goal. But here's what I want to preach on today. Why did he have such a testimony? That he pleased God. And I said, every dad in this room and every mom in this room, you can please God today. You say, preach, that's impossible. Oh, no, it's not. I said, you can please God today. And how in the world, how could any can that day, how could he please God? I'll give you two or three things and I'll be done. Number one, and by the way, I want y'all to see this. I got one. Are y'all watching me? I got one, and right now, it's 5:05 in New Mexico, but watch this. I know what time it is. I'm going to let you have time to eat dinner. But I'll say, number one, Enoch had a testimony. He pleased God. Number one, because he's S-A-V-E-D.
Amen.
I said, number one, because he's saved.
Amen.
It's not a little decision he made. Hey, it's not. And I asked him about that. I said, are you saved? He said, well, I've been baptized. I said, well, that's great. But I said, are you saved? Ever been born again? I would say any kind of testimony that please God because he's saved.
Amen.
You say, when he gets saved? Well, look at verse 21, 22. And Enoch lived, I'm in Genesis 5. And Enoch lived 6 and 5 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God. Watch this. Look at verse 22. And Enoch walked with God. Somebody tell me the next word. After he begot Methuselah. I don't know this, but I'll tell you when I think he probably got saved. I think he probably got saved at 65 years old. After he begot Methuselah. Right after that. Are you listening? He doesn't say he walked with God before that. He doesn't indicate that he walked with God before that. Matter of fact, if you study your Bible, you'll find there's, and I don't have time to go into that, there's two Enochs in the Bible. But here's the main one we're talking about. Cain had a son called Enoch. Here in this chapter has a son called Enoch. And the Bible said in this verse here this morning, how that he walked with God. After he began, hey, I'll tell you, are you listening? Probably around 65 years old. Oh, Enoch got introduced to a great God of heaven. Hey, I want to say to you today, thank God. Hey, you say, preacher, can I have a testimony? If he's dead today. Oh, yes, if he's saved. If he's saved this morning. You don't mind if I preach to you. I feel like preaching. Are you hearing me? The Bible said he walked with God after he got Methuselah. And I thought about that when I said him this morning. Enoch could go to a time. Enoch could go to a place.
That's right.
And I want to hasten to say this. Don't let the devil haunt you with some date.
Right.
I know when I got saved. I remember when I got saved. I got saved on the 22nd day of October 1970. Had to be 56 years this year. I know when I got saved. But you know, for years I didn't know the date. I knew when it was. But you know, this technology that we got now, you can go back and pick out anything. So through that, I found out the date. And I remember it was on the third week of October, 1970, and revival meeting. How that night, are you hearing me? Hey, I'm going to tell you something today. Don't let the devil haunt you with a date. But I do want to say this today. You better know there was a time and a place. Hello, I'm preaching good. I said you better know. Hey, there was a time and a place. Hey, I'll take you to the spot. I'm taking the place that night I got saved by the grace of God. And I don't see a week here in this text here this morning. Hey, he knew the time. After 65 years, he walked with God. He walked with God. I want to say to you today, he had a testimony that he pleased God because he was saved. S-A-V-E-D. I like that word, don't y'all? I'm saved, thank God. I said, I'm saved. I said, thank God I've been delivered. I'm saved by the grace of God. Oh boy, are you hearing me? I want to say number one, he had a testimony to please God because he's saved.
Yeah.
But then I want to say number two out of this text today. He had a testimony that he pleased God as a father because of his step. Bible said in this verse here in verse 22, and Enoch walked with God. Bible said in verse 24 in Genesis 5, and Enoch walked with God. May I say to you today, he had a testimony, he pleased God, not only because he's saved. And before I leave that, can I say this? Do you know you're saved? I'm not talking about a date. I'm not going to bug you with that, and the devil will bother you with that if you let him. All right, listen. But I don't know that. I won't say you better know there's a time. You better know there was a place. Asked a guy one day, I said, sir, are you saved? He said, I've always been saved. I said, when was you born into the Jordan family? He said, I was born in the Jordan family. That's his last name. And give me a certain time when he was born. Probably 1930-something. He's an older man. And I said, there was a time you was born. I said, so you just not always been? He said, preacher, are you crazy? I said, are you crazy?
Right.
I said, you just got done telling me you've always been a Christian. Have you always been to Jordan family? Well, I know I've not always been to Jordan family. I said, you've not always been God's family either. That was a time, that was a birth, thank God. And the Holy Ghost got you in a conviction and saved you by the grace of God. I want to say, he had a testimony to please God because he's saved. But number two, out of this text, he had a testimony that he pleased God because of his step. I love this text. Bible said, and Enoch walked with God. Come here, buddy. You, today. Enoch, he didn't say, get behind me. Didn't say he walked ahead of God. He said he walked with God. He didn't say, go, God, go. He didn't say that he walked behind God. He said he walked with God. I don't normally do this, and I'm not that kind. Are y'all hearing me? And I'm about sick up to here about Pride Month.
Yeah, come on.
I'm just about up to right here with that garbage. Are y'all hearing me? I got one thing to say. If you're a homosexual or you're a lesbian, Jesus loved you, Christ died for you, and he'll save you.
Right.
Are you hearing me? So I want to say this. He didn't say, let's do it again. I messed my illustration up. He didn't say he walked ahead of God. No. He didn't say he walked behind God. But it said, help me with that text. He walked with God day by day, hand in hand. Thank God. Hallelujah. Do you feel what I'm feeling right now? Feels good. It feels good just to walk with God. Are you hearing me? Thank you, God. Are you listening? I'm telling you this morning, he pleased God because of his step. Day by day, by day, by day, by day. Let me tell you something this morning. The greatest life in the world is walking with Jesus. Hallelujah. I said the greatest life in the world is day by day, step by step. I don't have time to tell you how I feel about that. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. You know, I preach to people sometime and I look at them and it looks almost as though, because they're saved, they're hurting. I mean, they look like they're in pain. Of course, most people look at when I get done preaching, but it, are you hearing me? Look like they're in pain. I'll tell you something this morning. God put a shout in my soul. That night I got saved by the grace of God. Ain't nothing no greater in the world. And getting up, I'm going to bed at night, and here's what I say. Good night, Lord.
Amen.
I'll see you in the morning.
Yep.
If you come tonight, hallelujah. And then I wake up first thing in the morning, I say, good morning, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for a good night's rest. A lot of Baptists wake up in the morning and say, good Lord, it's morning. Are you hearing me? But I want to say, you and I are the same by the grace of God. Hey, we went good morning. Hey, I'll tell you, listen to me. What a joy to walk with Jesus. I say, what a joy, thank God, just to walk with Him. I ride up and down the road all over this country preaching every week. I want to tell you, thank God, He goes with me. He said, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I'll go with you, thank God. I want to say, as a testimony, please God. Because of his step. Because of his step. And I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to what I'm getting ready to say. My daddy preached and pastored churches. 55 years. Remember my dad? 55 years. And I'll tell you what my dad did not do. He didn't leave us $1 million. He didn't leave us $1,000. Matter of fact, he left us a bill. Me and my brothers paid his funeral bill. And my daddy gave away everything he's ever made.
Yep.
That's the God's truth. Everything my dad ever made, he gave it away and gave it to missions.
Amen.
Boy, he loved missions. Are you hearing me? And he invested on the other side.
Amen.
I used to get mad before I got saved. I'd get mad at him. He'd give money to people that I know didn't even like him.
Yeah.
And it made me mad. It upset me.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that stuff. Are you hearing me?
Yep.
But you know, on this side of the cross now, it's a little different. Amen. But here's what I started to say. Daddy never left us a lot of land. Matter of fact, he didn't leave me any. He didn't leave us houses and land. He didn't leave a big bank account. But I'll tell you what, my dad didn't leave me. He left me an inheritance of a daddy that had a testimony that walked with God. Hear me this morning, Daddy. I'd rather leave my children that kind of testimony than leave them $1 million. Hear me well, Dad. Hear me this morning. Oh, my soul had a testimony. He pleased God because he walked with him. I want to say number three out of this text. I'm not done with that point. By the way, hey, Daddy, what kind of testimony are you leaving?
Yeah.
Your son, your family.
Yeah.
I'm with the Yakin County Sheriff Department in Yakin County, North Carolina, and I'm the chaplain for that jail there. I'm the chaplain over the jail. And you know what is so sad? Quite often, I'll talk to guys in jail. We have church hour every week. And I'll talk to those boys in jail. And one I was talking to, I was preaching in Surrey County Jail some time ago. And I saw this old man, older man, and he wasn't going to never get out. He's charged with murder. He'll never get out of prison. And but you know what's so sad about that? Upstairs in another cell was his son. And either one of them probably never get out of prison. How sad. Hear me well this morning. Oh, my, y'all don't want to leave a testimony. I'd rather my kids, when it comes time me to cross the river, hey, when it comes time me to kick off and cross the river, and they come by and look down in that coffin at the house I lived in, I'm not going to be in that coffin.
Right.
Hello, Tokyo. I said, I'm not going to be in that coffin.
Right.
All that's in the coffin is the house they lived in.
Right. Yeah.
You say, what do you mean? Well, the house I lived in is down the road about 8 hours. I'm not there, I'm here. And I'll tell you, when you come around and see that loved one, their body in that car, they're not there.
Right.
Their body's there, they're somewhere else.
Right.
Somebody hold my mute while I stop shouting. Amen. They're in heaven, thank God. Hear this. When my family comes around and looks down and views my body, if that was to happen, I'd rather leave them a testimony of a daddy that walked with God, that knew God. Are you hearing me? Hey, daddy, y'all don't have that desire today. I'm telling you this morning. Hey, he had a testimony because he's saved. He had a testimony because he's still. And then I want to say number three quickly. Enoch had a testimony as a father. Are you ready? Not only because he's saved, not only because he's step, but number three, because his. Are you ready? If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Separation.
Oh, yeah.
You say, well, now, wait a minute, preacher. Let's don't go down that road. Let's still go down that road. That doesn't bother me one bit. Think about what I'm getting ready to say. Look in your Bible. We're right there at Genesis 5. Watch this verse. Genesis chapter 6. Look on the next page. Look at verse number 5. Genesis 6, 5. And God saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, in the earth, and that every imagination and thoughts of his heart was on evil continually. And it repenteth the Lord that he made man on the earth and grieved him at his heart. Can you imagine what kind of day it was when Enoch walked with God? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how wicked it was? And may I say this to you this morning? That's about the world we're living in right now. You can't even walk in the store and buy a pack of chewing gum without somebody cussing. Are you hearing me? And are somebody pushing their ideals or whatever? I'll tell you, Enoch walked with God when it was a dark, 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 dark day. I don't have time to preach this, but in Jude talks about Enoch. Let me read it to you. And Enoch also the seventh from Adam prophesied of these things, saying, behold, the Lord cometh 10,000 of the saints. Listen to this next verse, verse 18. To execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds that they have ungodly committed, and all their deeds and hard speeches which were ungodly said. He uses that word ungodly about four or five times. I said all that to say this. Here's a wicked day.
Right.
Here's a bad day. But here Enoch is, he sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
I mean, here's an old-time Christian.
Yeah.
He looks right. He talks right. He dresses right. He's an old-fashioned Christian.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something this morning? That night I got saved. I got such a jerk towards heaven. I've been out of step with this world ever since.
Amen.
This world's not my... I'm about to get happier. Y'all hear me? This world's not my home. I'm just passing through. I want to say to you this morning, he lived for God. He had a testimony because his separation when everybody else was going astray, everybody else doing wrong. Thank God, here's an old-fashioned Christian just living for God.
Amen.
Can I make a statement before I move? It's impossible to get saved and God not change your life.
Right.
I don't care who you are.
Right.
I don't care how good or good or good you are. And by the way, that's the hardest people in the world get saved.
Right.
Yeah. Can I repeat what I just said? The hardest people in the world to reach is people that are so goody, goody, goody.
Right.
Well, I do good. I pay my bills. I'm good to my family. I work hard. I provide. That's wonderful and all that's commendable. But there ain't one bit of that got anything to do with being saved.
Right.
That's not what saves you. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. Amen. That's what saves you. By the way, that puts every man on the same level. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. I say to you this morning, no Enoch had a testimony. And it pleased God because he's saved, because he's stepped, because he's separation today.
Amen.
Hey, come here a minute. Down on the job where you work, when no church people's around, how do you live?
Right.
Huh? Do you sit down with that crowd and tell them dirty jokes? You say, I don't tell them, but do you listen to them? You know, since I got saved, God convicted me about cussing.
Yep.
Are y'all hearing me? I don't cuss anymore.
Right.
Matter of fact, when I got saved, God almost said, give me a new tongue.
Yeah.
Because I had a filthy, filthy mouth. Cursing's wrong.
Right.
I don't like being around. You know what's worse than a man cursing? That's a Wilkes County word. Do you know what's worse than a man cursing? A woman.
Right.
And may I say this to you this morning? Oh, hear me well. When I got saved, God changed me. God turned me around. God changed me. God gave me a new talk. God gave me a new language. He gave me new likeness. He gave me new language. And may I say to you this morning, oh, in it, walk with God. When everybody else was walking with God, he still walked with God. What America needs today is some old-fashioned, born-again, saved daddies today that will take a stand for God, let the world know whose side they're on, thank God, and love souls and love their family, thank God. Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God because his separation. By the way, Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God as a father because his service. You say, what do you mean his service? What was his capacity? What did he do? How did he serve God? The Bible said in Jude verse 14, he's a prophet, he's a preacher. And may I say this to you today, Enoch was his compassion, he was a preacher. And man, that's wonderful. And may I say this? See, listen to me. He had a message 5,000 years ago that a lot of people today can't get to figure out today.
Yep.
He believed in the millennial reign 5,000 years ago.
Yes,
are y'all hearing me? I know. Well, brother, are you a premillennial?
Yeah.
Well, are there anything else? Are you listening?
Amen.
Pre means before. I'm leaving out before the tribulation starts.
Amen.
And Enoch says, I'm coming back with the saints when it's over.
Right.
Yeah, with 10,000 of his saints.
Right.
You say that's talking about the rapture. That's not talking about the rapture. He's not coming with 10,000 of his saints in the rapture. I'm telling you, that's talking about the millennial reign.
Right.
And I'll say to you this one, he's a preacher. Oh, my soul, his service is serving God. He's a preacher.
Yeah.
He made an impact in his day. I'll say Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God. And by the way, you may not be a preacher, but you are a Christian.
Right.
You are an ambassador. I'll say he had a testimony that he pleased God because he's saved. He had a testimony that he pleased God because of his step. He had a testimony that he pleased God because of his separation. He had a testimony that he pleased God because of his service. But can I say quickly this morning? He had a testimony that he pleased God as a father because of his stability.
Amen.
Do you understand this kind of language?
Yep.
He never wobbled on the shaft.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yep.
He never wobbled. Go out west and try to preach that. And he never wobbled on the shade. He had a testimony, please God, because of his stability. Bible said that he walked with God, watch this. He didn't vary to the right or to the left.
Right.
Day by day, step by step, week by week, month by month, year by year. 365 years. Actually 300 years. Because he didn't get saved until 65. For 300 years, to my knowledge, no one in the Word of God. Did he ever wobble on the shade? Can I say this to you real quick? You can't say that about Abraham.
No.
Y'all didn't hear what I just said. You can't say that about Abraham. And let me tell you what Abraham done. Abraham missed God about 1,000 miles when he took off to Egypt. And when he got down, it got worse and worse and worse. Guess what happened? He started lying.
Yeah.
Y'all remember the story? He lied about his wife. And what a influence. But guess what Isaac did? Y'all know who Isaac is? Isaac's Abraham's son.
Yep.
Guess what Isaac did? He lied about Rebekah.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
What an example, Abraham. By the way, how about old Jacob in his early part of his life?
Yep.
Surplanter, deceiver.
Yep.
And you know what Jacob said in Genesis 49 about Reuben, his son? You know what he said about Reuben? He said, you're as unstable as
water.
Wonder where he learned that from.
Yep.
Are y'all hearing me? You ever thought about David? And I know David's a wonderful man of God, but you do know what happened.
Right.
He messed up, didn't he?
Yep.
How about Solomon, his son?
Yep.
David messed up. Here comes Solomon with 700 wives.
Yep.
700 mother-in-laws. 700 birthdays. 700 anniversaries. Son, I'd have a Kodiak. Are y'all hearing me? Huh? I say God said things about Enoch he didn't say about nobody else.
Yeah.
He walked with God. I want to ask you a question. I got to close. I want to ask you a question. Hey, Daddy, what kind of testimony you got today?
Yeah.
I give you one more and I'm done. Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God because of souls. You say, how'd you get that out of that text? What's Methuselah's name? Methuselah. How long did he live? 969 years. Here's what it means. Methuselah means when he is dead, it shall be sent. You know what he's talking about? The flood, the judgment hand of God.
Right.
When he's dead, it shall be sent. And may I say this to you? That Methuselah means it shall be sent. 969 years. I wonder during Enoch's time, if Enoch once saying, and even through his son after Enoch died, judgment's coming. Souls, are you hearing me? Judgment's coming. As souls, he's trying to get people to say, hey, judgment's coming, are you hearing me? I believe Enoch had a testimony to please God because of souls. Can you imagine this? 969 years. I'll tell you what that means. Long suffering.
Yes, sir.
What a patient God.
Yes.
What a long suffering God.
Yes.
I've been preaching out of Genesis 6 a good bit here lately. And how to stay afloat during the time of the storm. And when I studied that text about Noah. You know what Noah done? 120 years during this time frame right here. Right in this time frame. 120 years. Judgment's coming. You know what they did? They laughed at him. They made fun of him. Noah's trying to warn them. Judgment of God's coming. Hey, the judgment's going to fall. You better get in. And Noah and his family got done with the ark. And God said, come thou in. That tells me God's already on the inside.
Right.
Come thou in here.
Yeah.
But listen to this. After Noah and his family went in the ark, did you know that door stayed open seven more days?
Yes, sir.
7 more days extending the hand of God.
Amen.
Here's what I'm saying, and I'm done. Here's what I'm saying. God is a long-suffering
Amen.
God. He's done everything He can to keep you out of hell.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me? I said He's done everything He can to keep you out of hell. You say, well, preacher, what can I do to get saved? You furnish the center and God will do the rest.
Amen.
That's all you got to do. Come to God with an empty hand.
Yep.
Come to God with a long and seeking heart.
Yep.
And say, I don't want to go to hell. I want to hear me this morning. Hey, I'll tell you, Enoch had a testimony, please God, because of souls. How long suffering his son, 969 years, waiting on the judgment of God. I want to tell you, listen to this, I'm done. The judgment. Who plays piano? Come piano, will you? So I quit preaching. Watch this. Yeah, come on. Whoever plays piano. Listen to this. Don't play, but just come. That'll give y'all some hope. She's coming. Watch this. 969 years. God's waiting. And I wonder this morning at Island Ford Baptist Church. I wonder who that daddy or that mama, even that boy or that girl may be in this service. God's knocked on your heart. God's tugged on your heart. God has spoke to you over and over and over and over again. And you've said no. Can I tell you something? The judgment of God did come. The judgment of God did fail. And may I say this to you? Noah's preaching was right. And Methuselah's, what his name means was right. 969 years when he's gone, the judgment's coming. And I'll tell you something this morning. One of these days, you'll say no your lifetime.
Yep.
One of these days, you'll walk out and you'll say no to the Holy Ghost a lifetime. Preach, you know what? I'm shaking my shoes. I've been preaching 53 years. And I've seen this happen a few times in my ministry. Folk I preached to and begged to get saved would walk out the door and say no to God. And go down the road and some drunk would run into them.
Yep.
Bam. Called out into eternity without God. Are you hearing me this morning? He's waiting. Jesus is calling, tenderly calling, calling today, calling today. Are you hearing me today?
Yep.
If you're not saved, hey, you ought to come this morning. All you daddies, stand up just a minute. Just daddy, stand up a minute. All you daddies, stand up a minute. You're blessed. God's allowed you God's allowed you to be a daddy.
Amen.
Don't ask your question. What kind of testimony are you leaving? What would your children say about you if you passed away this morning? Could they say, no doubt in my mind, my daddy was a saved man. No doubt in my mind, my daddy walked with God.
Amen.
No doubt in my mind, my daddy fellowshiped with God on a daily basis. Can you say that? Can your youngin say that about you? You can say all you want to say, but your actions speak a whole lot louder than words.
Right.
The Chinese said about Americans, a lot of talky-talky, not much walky-walky.
Yeah. Yes,
Heavenly Father, as she begins to play right softly on the piano, I pray the Spirit of God will examine our hearts. What an example of a father. Though we don't have it, probably less than half a dozen verses in the Bible about Enoch. But what a message about Enoch. What a father. What a father. Saved man. Step was right. Separation was right. Cared about souls. Had long suffering. Oh God, help me be the daddy. I had challenged my heart to preach what I preached this morning because, Lord, I want to be the right example to my children, my grandchildren, and now my great-grandchildren. Oh, God, help me be what I ought to be. Help every daddy in this room be what they ought to be. I pray, speak to our hearts. Do that I can't do. Our heads are bowed. I want to ask a question. Let's all stand to our feet. While we stand to our feet with our heads bowed, I'm going to ask you a question. How many in this room this morning? And I'm not saying this to embarrass anyone. I'm saying it so I know how to give the invitation. How many in this room this morning say, preacher, if I died today, there's not one ounce of doubt in my mind. I've been to Calvary. I know when I got saved. I know God turned me around. I know God saved me. I'm not ashamed of that, preacher. I know I'm saved. Would you raise your hand, everybody, all the building? I didn't do that to embarrass nobody. I did that and I might know how to pray. I pray, preacher. All right, thank you and put them down. You know, I couldn't help but notice there's some hands that didn't go up. And Daddy, can I say this to you today? The greatest gift you can give your wife is a Christian husband. The greatest gift you can give your children is a Christian daddy. Hey, Mama, the greatest gift you can give your family and your children is an old-fashioned Christian mama. And the reason you get that is by being saved. How about you today? If you left this building, I give the illustration a while ago. If you left this building and go down Highway 69 out here today, some drunk run into you and you call that into eternity, would you go to heaven? Would your family come around and say, oh, yeah, my mama's Christian? I know where she's at. I've heard her testify about getting saved. Can you say that today? Daddy, can you say that? If you can't say it, here's what I want you to do right now. I want you to just raise your hand. By raising your hand, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to come to you. I'm not going to call your name. I'm just going to pray for you. Preacher, I'm not sure that I can say that I'm 100% sure I go to heaven. I can't say that I'm 100% sure. I can't say that. But I'd like to know it. Will you pray for me? Would you raise your hand? I see that hand. I see that hand. Are there others this morning? I want them to know. I want them to know. I don't have it, but I want them to know. Would you pray for me that I'll get saved, that they'll know that I'm a Christian? Anybody anywhere? Others this morning? Others. Hold it high. I'm going to pray for you. I'm talking about daddies and mamas both. I see that hand. Be a good day to get in. Be a good day to get in. You got a special need. I'll tell you what you ought to do right now. You ought to come to the altar right now. Lay it on the altar right now. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, if there's people on the sound of my voice that don't know that they know that they know, if they don't know that, help them get it settled this morning. Help them have a testimony that's pleasing to God. Please speak to hearts. Draw by your power. I couldn't help but notice just a minute ago when I asked everybody that knew they were saved, raise their hand. There was a number of people didn't raise their hand. And Lord, by their own testimony, they're either not saved or they're not sure. Would you help them come today? Would you help them come today? While our heads are still bowed, nobody looking around. If you're an elder and you want somebody to pray with you, you raise your hand, somebody will come to you right now. I need somebody to pray with me, preacher. Anybody need somebody to pray with you? If you raise your hand. How about others this morning? Will you come? If you don't know Christ, will you come? If you don't know Christ, will you come? Every daddy in this room that's physically able I want you to move out from where you're standing. Come to the altar. I want to have prayer with you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray God to help you and myself to be the dads that we need to be. You daddies, come up here. Let's pray this morning. Come on. Come on. All you dads, come on. If you're in the altar and you need somebody to pray with you, raise your hand. I'm getting ready to pray. Mom, if you're not saved, young girl, if you're not saved, you ought to come this morning. You ought to come. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to my heart. Thank you for giving me liberty at Island Ford Baptist Church to preach this morning. Some of these people I've never seen, they've never seen me. Lord, they open the hearts and open the arms and give me liberty to preach. I thank you for that this morning. That speaks well of them. And I pray, Lord, for these men, these dads around the altar. God, I pray first of all for myself. Help me be the example. Help me be that I need to be. All my soul, help me today to be that Christian I ought to be. I pray this morning, Lord, if there's a daddy in the altar that doesn't know they're saved, don't let them leave this building that way. God, may they come to me or the pastor or somebody after the service and say, I'm not sure about my salvation. Would you pray with me? Grant it, Jesus, grant it. If there's a mom or a young girl here today, or a young boy, that doesn't know they're saved, may they get that settled today. Help us be old-fashioned daddies. Help us to have our step be right, our separation be right, our burden for souls to be right. Thank you, thank you, thank you for speaking to our hearts. Pray in Jesus' name.